Since 2002, the Northwest Straits Initiative has removed nearly 4,000 derelict fishing nets from the shallow waters of Puget Sound.
They just don't degrade. They can get torn apart by wave action, but they won't degrade. And here, especially in Puget Sound, they get caught in rocky reef habitat, strung from one rock to another, and they'll be there for decades.
That's the group's director, Ginny Broadhurst, who says they were first alerted to the problem by commercial fishermen who would find these older abandoned nets tangled up with marine wildlife. On this day, one of her crews is at work on Alden Bank off the coast of Ferndale. Part of a plastic net pulled up here brings with it a huge purple sea star trying to wiggle its way out of the decaying green and brown lines, as well as hermit crabs and anemones. Also tangled up are dead Dungeness crabs and the bones of what might be a seal or a seabird that'll be sent to a lab for identification. Broadhurst says this is typical, but the good news is once they take the derelict gear out, fish and other creatures come back.
So the beauty of the project is as soon as the net's out of the water, the damage is over and, you know, it's no longer a threat.
It's considered a model restoration project and has received more than $4.5 million in federal stimulus money. But that's run out now. They have a map that shows 934 more nets still tangled up under the waters of Puget Sound. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.